Today, the top technology stories of 2009. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Some of the most important technology developments came from old line companies, Microsoft and Apple, according to our news analyst, Dwight Silverman. Dwight says with the release of Windows 7, Microsoft got its mojo back.
It's a thinner, lighter, more interesting operating system. It kind of does the things that Vista was supposed to do. I think it's breathed new life into the PC industry.
The goings-on at Apple, certainly one of the top stories of 2009, but it wasn't just one product or one event.
Apple released its next iteration of the iPhone. They refreshed both the notebook and the desktop line. But probably the most interesting story this year was the CEO, Steve Jobs. You know, he, after some serious health problems, he had a liver transplant. News of that was not handled well by Apple. They kind of fudged and told different stories before finally walking up to what was really going on. And then when Jobs came back after his leave, you know, he made it clear that he was back in charge again. And I think the next thing we'll probably see from them, if the rumors are true, is a tablet that supposedly Jobs is kind of the man who's controlling it.
What were the technologies that really burst onto the scene in 2009?
There are kind of two on that tier. The first, I think, is smartphones. You know, we mentioned Apple and the iPhone. Prior to the iPhone, and particularly prior to the iPhone 3G, these were toys for business geeks. You know, they were, you know, BlackBerries and Windows mobile phones used by financial analysts and bankers and salesmen. And I think with the iPhone, you finally saw consumers getting the idea of what they could be. You've seen Android, Google's Android operating system take off, culminating with Verizon and Motorola's Droid device, which is easily the friendliest and most powerful Android phone yet.
You mentioned two things that sort of came into full flower. The other is Twitter.
Yes, Twitter is another tech story that actually, you know, it's been around since 2007. But I think what happened with Twitter this year is it really became kind of the people's news service, the people's wire service. And actually, it's by and for the people, because people pass on news quickly. And at the same time, it's also a very social thing. I know that a lot of people use Twitter to keep up with what their friends are doing and to make new friends. And one of the most interesting phenomena, I think, regarding Twitter as a social network is that it causes people to make friends in the real world at meetups and events where they have been interacting with people online and then meet them.
2009 was the year I grew weary of Twitter, and since, you know, I'm at the vanguard of everything, 2010 is going to be a terrible year for Twitter. Mark my words.
All right. We'll talk again next December.
This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.